Hi, this is Mick Hood. Thanks for listening to this audio boo. It will probably be the last one of the year. But I'm thinking about opportunity. At the end of the year, it's a good thing to think about. But it was prompted by a series of things that made me think about opportunity. The most significant, I suppose, was the awful massacre in that school in the United States where those so many children were killed by a lunatic with a handgun or with assault rifles. And the NRA spokesman, his incredibly obtuse and insensitive statement that what we need in the United States is to combat bad guys with guns, a whole lot of good guys with guns. Now, I don't know what you think about that, but I'm rather privileged in the United Kingdom to live in a society where there are policemen to, by and large, are unarmed, because we don't need to have them armed. We do have armed units, of course, but they are the exception. Opportunity makes events, doesn't it? Whether it be an affair, shoplifting, car theft, as we've had recently in Fife, an increase in the number of people doing what they call walk-in burglaries, where people just walk into your house because you've left your door open. If you leave your door open, that creates opportunity, doesn't it, for those people that want to walk in and take your stuff, in the same way that if there are so many weapons in the hands of the populace in the United States, there are bound to be a substantially larger number of events associated with those opportunities. And I think that's reflected in the fact that for every death by handguns in most of the Western countries of the world, there are 1,000 deaths the same way in the United States. Well, go figure. Take a look at your Constitution, the United States, and see what the intention of the constitutional right to bear arms. It's a constitutional right for the people to bear arms and raise militias against foreign aggression. That's what it was for, and it's clearly obvious to all the rest of us that that's what that was for. It was never intended for every Tom, Dick and Hick to be able to go out and blast the brains out of anybody who they please by carrying guns. I travelled in the States once, and I was with a chap who got stopped by a policeman for zipping through a speed trap. And the thing that horrified me about that was that as the policeman approached the car, this is the time that the driver tells me that he has a 38 Magnum which is loaded in the glove compartment sitting right in front of me, and that this whole incident could get nasty. For a minor speeding event, the guy was seriously considering that he might lose his life. As it happens, he didn't. He handled it very, very well, but it didn't miss me, the fear of that thing going wrong, because of the opportunity, because of the fact that the policeman was armed and the guy was armed. In fact, it was me that was armed, although I wasn't aware of it. So what about opportunity? I think that New Year's a good time to think about opportunity. We've got opportunities as teachers now to really get a grips with the new curriculum, to really get a grips with the workload that we have to face in the new year, and to tackle the things that are coming our way. So we should maybe be thinking about opportunities that we have and taking them, taking the opportunities to do something positive and good, whether it be just to make the change to the life of a single child or by changing your practice, by looking for improvements, by taking that CPD course, by getting to grips with the nitty-gritty of the new curriculum to really make it sing, to really make it the best thing that it can possibly be for the children that you have in your classroom, enjoying the opportunity they have to have you as a teacher. I'm certainly going to think about opportunities that I've got next year and see what I can do to make the best of them. I wonder how that will look 12 months from now, looking back. Anyway, season's greetings to you all. Thank you for listening to the Audio Boo. Hope you have a peaceful, pleasant, healthy and safe 2013. And I'll see you in the new year.